podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
We went out the other night for one of our happy hour get-togethers, and it was a blast. In fact, I think this might have been the best one we've done.
By far. Good people.
Great crowd. The people over there were wonderful. Yeah, and that's what's going to... We're going to segue into here in just a moment. But I do want to thank everybody who came out on Friday. It was fun. We are going to be doing some in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because cool. There was talk that, you know, this would be the last one for a while. And I even went down into our business department down there and I said, no, get us one for September. So we are looking at doing that, a September party. Anyway, the only little smudge to the whole thing is that there was a guy at our party on Friday who was completely drunk off his ass.
Plastered.
I mean, plastered. And if you think about it, it was like, I think he was making all of his noise at about 6 or 6:15 mostly.
He was early.
So it was pretty early. And he was just right there and he was bellowing. I mean, he was bellowing stuff while we were making announcements. And at first, I, along with everybody else, kind of laughed. It's like, okay, this guy's a bit of a clown.
There's always one.
Right. Yeah. The second time I was like, all right, it's still sort of funny, but already starting to lose its humor. And then the third time, he starts dropping profanity pretty, very loudly.
F-bombs.
And there are kids out on the deck and stuff like that. And so I even made an announcement to him. I was like, dude, we got kids out here, so just ratchet
when you did it on
back.
The mic, too, you're like, sir, there's kids
here. Right.
There's
kids here. Jeremy does a pretty good impression of this guy, though.
Well, the thing is, too, we had this giant, like, tumbler that we put tickets in to draw the prizes out, all right? So he's going, spin that wheel!
Sounds just like
that. Just like that. And then you say, spin that, drop in an F-word wheel, and that's when old DFT here said, whoa, sir, there's children.
Yeah,
here.
And I also kind of brought the microphone down, like, do I need to go over there?
Well, no, the thing was, is he stood up. Yeah. That's what I saw. He stood up and then kind of came over to the tumbler. Let's draw some tickets. And as he got up and started walking toward you after you said the children are here, I was like, oh, boy, here we go.
Right. This guy was...
He's a big dude.
F-word huge,
he was
too.
Big. He was a tall guy.
He was like 9.5 feet tall, 400 pounds.
No, that's an exaggeration. He was a big guy, though.
He was a big guy.
Instantly, in my head, I was like, what's going to happen here? I was like, first thing I thought was, all right, Dom's going to get his butt kicked.
What did you say about the kids? Huh?
That's the first thing I was like. I go, here we go. Dom's going to get pummeled. And then the second thing I thought was, do I need to step in between this and help a brother out? I help you out. You know, maybe tag team and go Chuck Norris on this
guy.
Give
him a little smack.
Yeah.
No, sir. Bad.
Are we really going to do this right now? Are we going to get in a fight at our morning show bar night? Uh-huh. This isn't going to look good no matter which way you spin it.
Actually, we kind of would have given us some street cred, which we desperately need. So.
Right. All the kids are fighting. So I kind of, you know, getting into a fight as an adult. I mean, does that happen?
Well, here's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that our listeners have the guts to pick up the phone and call us and talk about the fight that they got into as an adult. Because I remember getting into a fight in junior high. I remember getting in a fight in high school. I even remember one in college. And then the last one when I was about 30 years old. And you guys know that's an old tired story that we've told a million times. Me on the side of the road with a really big guy.
Mm-hmm.
Was probably might have been the same guy. Huge guy. But that's been a while. And I think, you know, how embarrassing for you as an adult to get into a fight. And I remember a few years ago talking about this at the radio station, and one of our salespeople, a woman who was one of those women in our sales department who was so, I mean, she just kind of oozed class. I mean, dressed to the nines, sharp, you know, drove the fancy car. She was a classy lady. And of all the people at the radio station, she was the one who had been in the most recent fight. It had only been like a year earlier. And she was at Crocs downtown.
Yeah.
Got into an altercation with some woman there. And they were on the floor.
Rolling around.
And I'm told that our sweet little delicate flower in our sales department broke this woman's jaw.
Whooped up on her. Huh?
She walked away with a handful of her.
And she was like, you know, hey, don't mess with me, you know? So
I've never been in a fight ever physically with anybody. And I'm wondering how I would do. Do you guys think?
Right. You would be a crier. You would instantly cry.
I would see you as starting crying before the fight even begins. Mm-hmm.
And then screaming the B word and, you know.
No.
And
Let's talk about our feelings.
I see you as a hair puller, too. You would instantly go for the hair and, like, down.
Ah! Oh, yeah. Especially if she has extensions in.
Spin that wheel.
And I am so glad that we got a woman leading things off. Hello, Leah.
Hi.
All right. So first of all, I need to know, you're an adult. I can tell you're over 21. How old are you?
I am 48.
You're 48. Okay. And yes. when did you get into this fight?
About a year ago.
Oh, my
God. I like you already.
Oh, good, good.
Okay.
I was actually trying to stop a fight between this girl's husband and one of my friends. Because the police were coming, and she didn't like the fact that I was talking to her husband, telling him to walk away and leave.
So you're trying to be a peacemaker, and she came up and got in your grill.
In your kitchen.
She did. Mm.
What is a man doing yelling at a woman like that at a bar anyway? I feel like...
You know, I don't know. It got into this big old scene, you know, big scene over at the bar, and then carried out into... Because I left. I walked away from the whole thing. And then they followed us outside, and...
Oh, they were asking for it.
Yeah, and it was just, you know, trying to stop a fight. She got mad at me. She punched me in my mouth.
No!
And nice. Sucker punch.
Like, I have a scar still. I had to go get stitches.
Oh, did you sue her?
Did you punch her back?
After that, it was all like Donkey Kong. I was like,
yes.
I'm done.
Jumped on her back.
I stand here and let some girl hit me.
Mm. You whoop up on her?
And the funny thing about it was I had just got done watching that UFC fight with those girls.
Ronda Rousey oh, she is inspiration.
Did you give her a knee to the jugular?
I don't fight. I have never gotten to a fight. I mean, maybe fourth grade was my last fight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how'd you do?
Yeah,
how'd you do?
How'd you come out of this one? Did you come out?
The cop said I kicked her butt.
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself.
All right, well.
You're tough.
But at 48 years old, I should not be fighting.
No, you're embarrassed by it, I know. But you know what? Hey, you did not throw the first punch.
No, and she was only 30, so, you know, I had to go to court and pay all this darn money to get out of that.
Did you really?
What did that cost you? What did that fight cost you?
It was about $250.
Man, and so is assault on her record now?
On both of ours.
Oh, Leah.
Yeah, no. I had to be good for 6 months for it to get off of my record.
Oh, that's good.
Criminal
no more bar fights for half a year.
Do you mind if I ask what you do for a living?
I work at a high school.
Okay. Yes.
That's why I said I'm trained to defuse situations.
Yeah.
But not for drunk people, I guess.
Right. And if you'll notice, the common theme for the majority of these stories is all alcohol.
It's cocktails. Yeah.
So.
The thing is I had only had one drink. I had just gotten there.
Mm. What a buzzkill.
Night ruined.
I know.
You sound delightful. Listen, thank you for calling. You have a great day, okay?
I will. You guys have a wonderful day.
All right.
I kind of would have liked to see that fight. I'm not going to lie.
Well, and that's
sounds
kind
pretty
of
good.
The thing, because somebody else asked, they go like, would you be, like Jeremy's talking about, would you break up a fight or would you kind of just become a spectator?
Man, right. I don't want assault charges on my record.
You would have been the one with the bloody face and Dom would have been like, hey, thanks,
Jeremy. I know. Yeah, it started with Dom and then I get beat
up. I would have gone and got another beer. So.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.